I mean, another example that comes up earlier in the book, is which is rather similar, is the case of the Komodo dragon, where you made the point that the spit, I think it was, is poisonous.
The saliva.
The saliva is poisonous. And
it's not actually poisonous. It has a particular virulent bacteria in it, which means that any wound that has this bacteria in it will not heal. It's not actually poisoning the system, it's simply preventing it from healing.
So you implied then that one Komodo dragon bites some animal, and then this animal wanders around for about 3 days, and then it dies of infection because of the bite. And if that particular Komodo dragon happens to be around, it can then take advantage of having killed the animal and eat it. But of course, it could equally well be another Komodo dragon that finds it. And what you said in the book was, well, it doesn't matter, as long as some Komodo dragon gets it, that's all that matters, because then the entire sort of volume of Komodo dragon flesh on the island is benefited. But that's exactly the point. Any Komodo dragon that went to the trouble of making infective saliva for this purpose would only pay the cost of doing so if it were going to benefit itself, or rather natural selection would only favour individual dragons paying that cost if those individuals benefited from it. If the benefit is shared out impartially among all the dragons on the island, then imagine one mutant dragon that arises, that benefits, that accepts the benefits of all the others poisoning the animals, but doesn't pay the costs. Now that mutant individual will do better, because the amount of benefit that's being shared around, it gets its full share of. But the cost, it doesn't pay any of. And so it's an unequal sharing of cost, an equal sharing of benefit, and therefore the mutant would spread. As a Darwinian, I have to conclude that the explanation must be wrong. There must be natural selection in favour of the individual making the poisonous, or rather the infective saliva. There must be enough benefit for the individual, as opposed to all the other individuals. Of course, no doubt the other individuals do get some benefit as well, but that must be incidental. That mustn't be the reason why natural selection has favoured it.